I use these beginning sound cards in two ways. First of all, I use it with small groups of children, and it allows me to model the slicing off of beginning sounds. So everyone has a bingo card and some bingo chips, and I can see from where I'm sitting who has what on their card. So I want to give every child equal number of chances and turns. So I'll say, who has the B bear? And whoever has the bear on their card will put the game piece on, and I'm going to encourage them and eventually insist that they repeat B bear. Now, who has the sheep? So the other child who might have a sheep on their card will put the game piece on there and say sheep. So this is a modeling activity. They're hearing me slice off beginning sounds, and I'm asking them to repeat those same beginning sounds, even though they're not generating them, those sounds independently. It is stimulating their brain and teaching their brain how to do this beginning sound isolation. The second way that I use this card is to show a child how he can work with it independently by putting a game piece at the top of the card where the box is and where the key picture is, and then finding other pictures that have the same beginning sound. It's important when you're introducing this independent activity to a child that you take a turn with the card, ask the child to have a turn with that same card, then ask the child to try a card that he chooses. And you may need to take more turns, and it may need to go back and forth until you feel comfortable that the child can work with it independently. But please note that the prerequisite for a child working with this independently is that the child already has the skill of isolating beginning sounds. This second activity is not designed to teach the child to isolate beginning sounds. It's designed to give the child practice in isolating beginning sounds so he gets better and better at it, which will aid him considerably as he's learning the sounds of the alphabet letters.